The legislative session has wrapped up, and this week we're bringing our reporters into the studio for legislative roundups. Rhode Island Public Radio's environmental reporter Ambar Espinoza joins us now to talk about how the environment fared during this legislative session. Ambar, welcome. How did some of those major bills shake out?
So the General Assembly passed three bills pushed hard by environmental advocates. One of them is the climate change bill, and that bill will set some of the building blocks in place for how the state prepares for climate change impacts. So we're talking storm surges, sea level rise, extreme weather events, and so on. The food waste recycling bill also passed. So universities, hospitals, and restaurants that produce 2 tons or more of food waste per week will be required to recycle that waste. And they'll have to do that by composting it or setting it aside for farmers to use as animal feed. That would kick in by 2016, but it won't apply to them until a composting facility opens up within 15 miles of their businesses. So legislators and supporters of this bill say that this will attract composting businesses to the state. The third major bill that passed expands the state's renewable energy program. Through this program, National Grid has been able to tap into 40 megawatts of power from 29 clean energy projects throughout the state. The bill adds another 160 megawatts to that clean energy portfolio. The clean energy sources would come from wind, hydro, and actually this bill gives solar energy a big boost in the state. So all of these bills are still waiting for the governor's signatures.
Now, Ambar, I did not hear you talk about the bill that would phase out plastic shopping bags. What's happened to that bill?
Yeah, so that bill was held for further study, and it wasn't the only one. The bill that would have restored the state's renewable energy tax credit, that was also held for further study. And that used to provide a 25% tax credit for the cost of residential renewable energy projects. The bill to phase out cesspools also didn't make it out of committee. Neither did the bill that requires the labeling of genetically modified foods and products.
Now, are there any other bills that the General Assembly did or did not pass that environmental advocates are concerned about?
Yeah, the governor signed the budget, which included the Clean Water, Open Space, and Healthy Communities Bond. The governor originally proposed a $75 million bond, and the final bond is for $53 million. And that includes money to protect working farms, to prevent floods, to invest in wastewater infrastructure. And some environmental advocates were disappointed that the bond no longer includes money to acquire more open space and to invest in green infrastructure. Environmental advocates are also concerned about a bill designed to coordinate a regional investment in energy infrastructure in New England, in particular natural gas pipelines. The General Assembly passed that bill. It's also waiting for the governor's signature. And the Rhode Island Office of Energy Resources has said that this bill would help address the problem of rising electricity prices, that it would not overbuild natural gas pipelines. But environmental advocates have said that the New England governors have not been transparent about the planning process, about how much they would build and how much it would cost. So this is still a sticky issue that we're following.
Ambar, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.
Rhode Island Public Radio's environmental reporter, Ambar Espinoza.